פרק ה', מסכת ברכות. אין עומדים להתפלל אלא מתוך כובד ראש. A person should not daven shmona esrei unless he's in a state of humility and fear. Chassidim harishonim hayushoyim sha'achas mispalalim. The original chassidim would wait an hour in the place where they're going to daven before they would say shmona esrei, kedei sheyechavnu eslibim lamokim, in order to direct their heart solely towards the roimus hamokim, towards the exaltedness of Hashem. Afilu hamelech shoyel b'shlomoi le'yishivenu. Even if a Jewish king asks your welfare, it's forbidden to respond. If it's a goyisha king, so it's dangerous not to respond, you're allowed to. V'afilu nochosh koruch ala kevo lo yafsik. Even if a snake is curled around your leg, your heel, you should not be mafsik with speaking. Again, we're dealing where it's not a sakonas nafoshos, where rove snakes don't bite. Mishnah Beis. Maskirin gevuras keshamim betchias hamesim. We mentioned the rain, mashiva ruach umurid hageshem, in the brocha of tchias hamesim. We mentioned it in Shmoneh Esrei, that we learn out from a pasuk, and dafkin tchias hamesim, because both rain and tchias hamesim bring life to the world. V'sholin hageshamim b'birchas hashanim. We ask for rain in birchas hashanim, which is the brocha for parnosa. V'havdola b'chonin hadoas. We say Havdalah at the end of Shabbos and Yontif, and the bracha of Chonin HaDoas. One shot in the Rav is because that's the first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei. The Yerushalmi says because it's only through Das that we know to separate between Kodesh and Chol. We paskin like the Tana Kama. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Omer bracha Raviz b'fnei atzma. He says Havdalah has its own bracha. Number four. Rabbi Eliezer Omer b'haido. He says we say it in Maidim, before the Chasima, because we're thanking Hashem that He gave us the knowledge to separate between Kodesh and Chol. Mishnah Gimel. Ha'omer al kan zippur yagiyu rachamecha. V'al tov yizocher shmecha. Maidim maidim mishaskin oso. If a person says one of these three things, we silence him. Al kan zippur yagiyu rachamecha, meaning if you're davening and you say, Hashem have mercy on Klal Yisrael, as you had mercy on the birds, where there's a mitzvah to send away the mother before you take the children. So that's negative, because that gives the impression it's based on rachamim, that mitzvah, and in truth, it's a gzeres hamokum. V'al tov yizocher shmecha, if he says, we'll remember your name, we thank you for the good that you did, that implies not for the bad. Again, that's negative, because we also thank for the bad. Moedim moedim, if he says moedim twice, that gives the impression there are two creators, that's negative. The Yerushalmi says it's only a problem, v'tzibur. Ha'ovir lifnei ateva v'ta'a, if the chazan made a mistake and can't continue, Yavor acher tachtov, so we get a replacement. Lo yehisavim ba'isa shah, the second person should not refuse, like you're normally supposed to do when you're asked to daven, because it's considered a disgrace for the tefillah to have this break. Minayin hu maschol, from where should he begin? Mitchilas habrocha shetobo, he should go back to the beginning of the brocha where the mistake was made. Mishnah Dalet. Ho'evu lefnei ateva, leyana acher akonim omei imnei ateruf. We know when it comes to birchas kohanim, the chazan says each word for the kohanim to repeat. So he should not say Amen with the rest of the tzibur after each posik of Birchas Kohanim, Mnei Teruf, where Fred will get confused and he won't be able to read the next word for the Kohanim to say. V'mein sham koin elohu, if he's the only coin in the minyan, lo yises kapov, he still should not duchan, he should not give the bracha, where Fred will get confused, he won't be able to continue afterwards with Shmoneh Esrei with Sim Shalom. V'mapta chosay, shunosi es kapov v'chozul et filoso rashay, but if he's sure that he'll be able to continue with Sim Shalom, he's allowed to, but only if there's no other coin in the minyan. Mishnah Hey. Hamispalal v'to'a. If a person davens and makes a mistake, simin ralo, it's a bad sign, as if to imply his tefillah will not be accepted. V'im shliach tzibur hu. If he's the shliach of the tzibur, simin ralo sholchot. That's a bad sign for the tzibur, for the ones who sent him. Ibn eshe shlucho sholom kamoso, because the shliach is considered like the one who sent him. Omra lova Rabbi Chanina ben Doise, they said by Rabbi Chanina, Shayim Mispala alachelim v'omer. He would daven for the sick and predict, Zeh chayv ezeh meis. This will die, this will survive. Omra lo minayna te yodeh. They asked him, how do you know? Omra lohem im shkura tfilosu b'fi, yodeh ani shehumu kubol. Bim lav yodeh ani shehumu tu rov. If the tefillah is fluent in my mouth, then I know that it's accepted. If it's not, then I know that the tefillah is not accepted. That's one pshat in the rav. Another pshat in the rav is metoyrev goes not on the tefillah, but on the person himself.